Where around the world has rugby taken you, Andy?
I've been probably most places in Europe, sort of thing, in there, sort of thing. Been to South America, Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Argentina, Canada, States, South Africa, Australia. So yeah,
it's who are all those trips with?
Well, we went to representative side going to Canada. We went to Gloucester a couple of times in America. We went to the Barbados down in South America. Around Europe with Gloucester, down South Africa with Gloucester. So yeah, it was in those places. It was nice. It was, you know, you see things that, you know, like I say earlier, you wouldn't ordinarily see, and an opportunity to do it sort of like with people and see different things. And not only, you know, when you played in the European Cup, it's a case of in and out, because you went there a couple of times with Saint-André as well, because you spent a lot of time in France. You know, you should go sort of like warm weather training with them in France, sort of thing, you know what I mean, and say to France with them. And you're longer out there, and it's, you know, nice. And it was perfect for the job at the time, I suppose, sort of thing. You know, you say, oh, playing in Europe in the Heineken Cup is good, yeah, but it's out. If you're in a hotel room, you train hard, you know, and maybe, you know, again, Tom, in the, you know, in the good day sense, sort of thing, we go a couple of days beforehand, and they're very much in and out, sort of thing. They're not seeing a lot. But that said, they got, you know, one day more there is one day less, sort of like preparing for the next one, and I say they look at it.
Let's move to the 2003 Power Gen Cup. Mm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sort of, again, we went through the rounds, and we sort of like, I didn't say stumble across the final, but you sort of like, well, we won again, and actually into the finals, you know, in that time, which is very lucky, right, and, you know, again, to have that at that stage in my career, to have that as to, for those people, to that number of people to be in the stadium at that one time, I think it's never been before, sort of thing, like, you know, the number and how it was, the atmosphere, the noise, the colour, I know people at Twickenham since then, sort of thing, and they still say about that day to this day, like, do you know what I mean, of how it wasn't Twickenham, it didn't feel or look like Twickenham because of the noise, because they're probably watching England, if you was an England game, that sort of real restrained sort of thing, how they watch you, but it wasn't sort of like Twickenham, but, and to play and the build up to the game was fantastic. We had a nice hotel, stopped away for a couple of days, we trained well, we was in good nick, and we thought we had opportunity, like, do you know what I mean, to all of us as a group then, because we've been together a few years then, sort of thing, as a group, we all thought, we got something special here, so we could, you know, tangibly win something, and people would remember us for, we hadn't won anything, I think, for about 24 years, 23 years, something like that. So, you know, it was a good opportunity. And when we played, it was one of those games, we're going to win this, for a second, we're going to win. I don't know why, sometimes you just get it, and that you're going to win, I watched it actually at Christmas. It was sort of like with my boy and a few people around in that. It didn't look like it from memory, actually playing it. So we're going to win this, and we won it. So we won it in the end. We was all right in the end. We were quite comfortably, really. It seesawed a bit, but and then sort of like at the end, when sort of like, you know, again, it was shocked, sort of thing. I was just waiting at the end, so that Oliver with me and my son. And then you just take it in, all the people, you know, in the atmosphere and stuff like that. And Jake Bowie just came over to me and said, look, I want you to lift out the cup. Which is, for me, sort of thing, it was incredible. And we had a bit of an argument about it, sort of thing, of, you know, because Jake was very, he was close, you know, we're all close now, so he was close then. And he's a very friend of mine, because in the bus, sort of thing, the hierarchy of the bus was, I always sat in the middle at the back, Junior Paramore sat there, and Jake always sat on my left, sort of thing, and we was very good friends. He said, look, I want you to do this, I want you really to do this. And I said, are you sure? He said, look, you've got an opportunity here to, you know, he said, I'm telling you. So I was looking at to lift the cup, and you know,
you look quite happy about
it. I was, and it was a nice moment in my life, sort of thing, like, you know what I mean, and I'll never forget it. And you know, after that, the, you know, the lap of honour sort of thing. And when you got off the pitch, it was a case of sort of like a bit of anti-climax, really, because you've been so low, sort of thing. And then we went to a dinner at Twickenham. By the time we got on the bus, you know, we had to sort of like come back to here, and then all the fans, they had a bit of a party and that. And then it was late, and then sort of like in them days, it seems like a long time ago, not that long ago, but there wasn't sort of like late night drinking and stuff like that. And it ended, and then it really ended quickly, and it was like over. And I remember I had that feeling, it was like, God, it's over. Like, and then it was sort of like after that, it was a case of like with the tour and the bus and all the rest of it, and everything went after, was like the legacy of it was incredible, you know, and how it went off and stuff like that. And you know, from then, you know, it changed, you know, it really did change your sort of like life in a way, I must admit. For, and well, it gave those people though at the time, you know, that group of players was something special that we hadn't ordinarily had for a long time in Gloucester as well, because we won something sort of thing. Well, yeah, for a long time people hadn't won anything in this club, mm-hmm. like, which was, yeah. And people like Tom as well, sort of. And then on the flip side of that, we go to the show, like the grand final sort of like 3 weeks later, and then get stuffed. Yeah. And you know, it was from the biggest high to the biggest. But I think, again, looking back on it, that we can never replicate that again in that short time. And people say about the time elapsed was from then to the grand final. Yeah. But it was you couldn't. Because it was such a high, because the atmosphere in the stadium wasn't the same. There was less people in, or it was 50,000 in there, I think, like, but it was less, and it just didn't seem the same sort of thing. And the Gloucester fans to replicate again, very difficult in a very short space of time as well. And again, you look back on it, and that was probably one of the reasons why it was very difficult to get back up from where that massive like that we'd been before. Like, do you know what I mean? And it was a, you know, and we was. It, you know, it was typical, like my luck, I'd say, but afterwards. But it's a case of where, you know, all those years, we've been flogging away in that league sort of thing, and they've got nothing. They we absolutely came in by 16 points, and they've changed the rules to, you know, for a grand final, just like unbelievable, like, you know what I mean? And that season, you know, from all those years of not winning nothing,
yeah.
I could have been a double winner, like,
yeah,
which was unheard of, and it was just a. Again, yeah, I'm not saying, you know, I had a good career and I wouldn't change a thing, but yeah. You know, it was just disappointing in that he went from that high, and we did the same, you know, place where we stopped at and all the rest of it, but very difficult to sort of like, you know, after 3 weeks of not doing a lot. And believe it or not, people say we're rusty, you know, we knocked lumps out of each other in training, like, and, you know, people were carrying a few knocks as well. It wasn't always, it was sort of like meant to be, really. It was, but I see, it was, you know, that's what it says there, and you can't take away, really, but there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've got the list of the team in that era, don't you? Yeah. I wonder if you could do the same and talk your way through the players.
There's like Simon Amor always on the bench, I think. Jake Bowe, great leader, great sort of, the guy was sort of like a very good rugby player, you know, maybe never got an international cap probably because where he was sort of thing was playing. Steve Rutherstone came in, you know, Scottish hooker, international. Alex Brown again, you know, he was starting out then, I suppose, you know, and his career now, you know, all these players like Peter Buxton, exactly the same, Chris Connors is the hooker, second team hooker sort of thing, but, you know, a very good sort of understudy. Mark Cornwall played for a long time, Bradley Davis, again, sort of like a young guy then starting out. Tina Stelport, international fullback, you know, very good player. Duprecie, he was, again, hooker sort of thing, but again, a good squad member. Eustace, good Gloucester man. Terry Fanner, gave it a Stardust. James Forrester, another guy starting out very young, gave it a Stardust. Chris Forte, he was very sort of gritty hooker, so he was, you know, true Gloucester man. Mark Foster, again. He went on to sort of like greater and good sort of thing after that. Josh Frape, you know, very good club man, very sort of like, you know, talented guy. Marcel, quick as lightning, you know, he was, and Gomers. Gomers gave us that sort of like thing that there was, it was missing in our squad sort of thing, very sort of like, I say that arrogant, but in a nice way, like, you know, like the Trevor Woodman,
You know, Vic's obviously, you know, at that time he was sort of like, you know, at his full power really, sort of thing, you know. Rob Todd, good centre, very good. So like James Simpson Daniel starting out, Ron Sierra there, he was again sort of like learning his trade in the front row really, and going on to be like an absolute world class player. Henry Poole, Henry Poole didn't get the plaudits he deserved, I don't think. I really don't. I think he's a very good player for Gloucester, he's very good professional. He liked to drink, he liked to have a crack, he liked to, you know, a bit of baggage off the field, but he trained more than anyone. He brought professionalism to this rugby club that wasn't here before, after his years of being a professional rugby league. Junior Parrymore, again, he was, you know, crazily powerful, skillful, great hands, you know, he had it all, sort of thing, really. Andy Hayes was in there as well. Glenn, you know, Gloucester stalwart, going through. Duncan McRae, yeah, he's very good for Gloucester, I thought. Very good. You thought he was, again, very bloody minded. He wanted to win, he had to win, and he'd get anyway to win it, sort of thing. Luke Narraway starting out, you know, at the time probably I didn't think Luke would go where he's gone at the moment, sort of thing, and credit to him, sort of like, I think, you know, from a younger man, he's improved dramatically, and all those players on there, it was, you know, there are, you know, some has gone on for the greater and the good, and, you know, others were at the peak at the time, sort of thing. So, but that, you know, there's a lot of hard work in, sort of like, you can see from the squad, say the squad's bigger, the squad's sort of for the more internationals, the squad's, you know what I mean, they've got a greater balance, I think, in the fact that, you know, they are people who sort of like didn't play so much in that year, sort of thing, and it was a testament to how strong the squad was really at the time, or the team that you got picked. You know, lost 11 games all season at 31. Don't have a bad record in that environment, in that sort of like, you know, standard of rugby. It's good.